Only you from Yazoo. Now, are you ready for this? I'm not sure I am. There's an old English tradition that's still performed in the West Country. It involves cider, orchards, a lot of noise, singing, and a piece of toast. They call it wassailing. Wassailing. I'm going to go with wassailing. And it takes place around this time of year. The practice goes back to Saxon times, and its aim is to bless the forthcoming harvest by singing to the trees and scaring evil forces from the orchard. And it's an amazing spectacle. Now, obviously, we're not in the west of England countryside right now. We're in a radio studio in central London. But I do want you to take part in a wassail, a live wassail, right here in this Radio 2 studio. So I've invited a professional countryman to come here to talk about wassailing and to do a wassail. Talk about value for the licence fee, eh? So let's say hello to Les Davies, who's here. He's just gone for the 9:42 from Castle Carey in Somerset. And he's joined by Pete Brown, who's a writer obsessed by apples, who's the author of The Apple Orchard. Les and Pete, hello.
Well,
hello.
Thank you. And nice to come up here. You know, I've come all the way to London and found a whole load of expats up here from the West Country.
Expats from the West Country is in from Somerset, Devon, Dorset
all
Cornwall.
The way down there in the old Kingdom of Wessex.
Am I allowed to say that I think your accent is wonderful?
Well, thank you. I try to speak very slowly when I'm somewhere else.
No, you're speaking at a beautiful pace. Now, just explain, there are a few people who might know what wassailing is. In fact, my beloved brother-in-law, Paddy, texted me after I tweeted about it, saying that he was excited about it, which suggests that he does know what wassailing is. Paddy is a tree surgeon out in Devon. I've got to be completely honest with you. I'd never heard of it. I don't know what it is. I've got no idea what we're in for. But I see that the studio is full of trees and cakes and cider. So tell us, Les, what are you doing here?
Well, wassail was Wais Hail, which was West Saxon for health be unto you. And that's what's happened down through the mist of time. It's been passed on to us. Now we live in more enlightened times. But back then, you took no chance. You made sure that all the earth gods were appeased and everything that was negative thought was driven away. And you made sure that it was going to be a good harvest. It was a bad time of year. You couldn't do anything on the land, so not only did you wassail the tree, you went around and wassailed the auction, did everything.
It's a pagan insurance policy, isn't it? It's a way of ensuring that you have a certain kind of relationship with the earth. Well, let's get into it. Let's hear it. This is live on Radio 2, a wassail.
Absolutely. Well, what we would have done, we're going to the orchard, and we would find the oldest tree in the orchard, and we have the oldest tree here today. So what we need to do, first of all, is we need somebody to lead the process. So we need a wassail king or a wassail queen. So what we've got is we've got some apple cake. Well, it's not apple cake. It's actually
apple and blackcurrant, yeah.
Right, okay. So, yeah, we're winging it a bit here. Apple and blackcurrant is good. And what we would do, we would put a bean into the cake. Somebody would slide the bean in there quietly, but we haven't got a bean, so we've got
a Brazil nut.
We've got a Brazil nut. Okay, so we really are on the edge of the wassail here, but it doesn't matter. It's going to go with it. So you guys here have got to have a piece of cake, all right? Now, somewhere within there is going to be the Brazil nut, and whoever gets a Brazil nut ends up being the wassail king or the wassail queen. So here we go. Need to have some cake. So if you can pass that around. And whilst all this is going on as well, I think we better, Pete, do you think we want to open up a little bit of this cider here?
It's about time for the cider, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, here we go. What have we got? Dunkerton's from Pembridge in Hertfordshire.
Just for our beloved listeners, what's happening right now is that Radio 2 staffers, who are all extremely well paid and well dressed, are getting a bit of apple and blackcurrant cake. And the idea is that one of them will find, as they bite into this apple and blackcurrant cake, that they've got the Brazil nut. They'll, in effect, be the chosen one or chosen ones and end up as a king and queen. At the same time, I mean, I'm only a week into this lark, but already on Radio 2, I've got someone pouring a cider into a very healthy jug. This is Pete Brown, who's the writer of The Apple Orchard. And suddenly a waft of glorious golden cider is coming across my way, and it's going to be hard to stay sober. Les, over to you.
Right, okay. Anybody got... Oh, yes.
Henry.
Oh, wassail king.
Handsome Henry.
Now, we have a crown. We have a crown, yes, absolutely. Now, this would normally be maybe the leaves of the home oak or the ivy or whatever, but no, what we've got today in traditional, and along with the rest of it, we've got a plastic inflatable crown. But it doesn't matter, we've got the crown. So, O wassail king, what we're going to do now is you are going to lead the procession out to the orchard to the oldest tree in the orchard. Now, this is where we have the wassail mug, which has now been filled up with cider. We've also got some toast. Now, we've got some sticks here.
It's worth saying, so I'm sat opposite a sort of a right. little sort of a little, what can I call that? A sort of small indoor tree. Clive Stafford Smith Reprieve has been replaced by a small indoor tree, which I think belongs to our editor Phil Jones. And a couple of wooden sticks, four wooden sticks have been passed around, and two of the wonderful Radio 2 staff have got two each. So they're going to do some banging.
Right, what we need to do now, we need to drive away all those negative forces, all those negative thoughts, all those things that are going to cause problems within the orchard itself. So we've got to make a lot of noise and scare it all away. So I want you to shout, I want you to holler, I want you to bang the sticks and keep going. Go, 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 go. Go on! Okay, anything negative will have been long gone by now, so it's well out of the way. Now, what we need to do, now we got rid of all the negative stuff, we want to encourage the positive stuff. So here we have some toast, which would be dipped within the cider. And, oh, Wassail King, what I would like you to do is I would like you to hang this toast dipped in cider on the lowest bough of our apple tree in the front.
You did hear all of that right. There is a piece of toast, a golden That's brown right. piece of toast. It's a white piece of toast. It's no acrylamide in that. It looks perfectly healthy. No butter or marmalade. And Henry, the Wassail King, who had the Brazil nut in his cake, is currently wearing a crown and has hung this cider-dipped toast on the bottom of the tree.
So we're now encouraging all the good stuff to come out and take over the orchard and make sure everything's going to go up. But we need to encourage the tree. So Wassail King will pick up the cider and we will pour it around the base of the tree itself.
Got your, that cider is going to be given to a tree.
That cider is going to be given to a tree. It's a very worthy tree. So what we need to do is just pour a bit of cider around the roots. What is happening here is we're going to be encouraging the apple tree to produce the cider. I don't think it needs too much, all right?
No, I think it needs too much. We could leave some of that cider.
Yes.
So Henry, the Wassail King, is currently wearing a crown. He's poured a bit of cider. So this is a kind of ritual, like it's a sort of blessing of sorts. And the tree has been given some cider to help encourage it to fruit well.
That's the one. So, okay, what we've done, we've driven everything bad away. We're encouraging the good stuff to come around. We put the cider around the base of the tree itself, so we're going to encourage it to produce fruit, which will make cider. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to sing the Wassail song. Now, if Britain's Got Talent are listening, please send me a letter. Don't bother to apply. We'll be fine on the letter. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to just give you a bit of a rendition, which goes something like this. Oh, apple tree will wassail thee, and happily thou will bear. For the Lord doth know where we shall become apples another year. To bloom well and to bear well and so merry let us be. And let everyone take off their hat and shout to the apple tree. Hey! Now, what I would like you to do now is I would like you to say after me the blessing for the tree. So we go, oh, apple tree.
Oh, apple tree.
We wassail thee.
We wassail thee.
And hope that thou will bear.
And hope that thou will bear.
Hatful.
Hatful.
Capful.
Capful.
Three bushel bagful.
Three bushel bagful.
And a little heap under the stair.
And a little heap under the stair.
Three cheers for the apple tree. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Now, we've wassailed the apple tree. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to wind the whole proceeding up by actually talking about now the farmer's prayer. Now, on the wassail mugs, the older wassail mugs and the cider mugs, the farmer's prayer was on the back. Now, this is a salute to the people that put the food on our plate. Agriculture that has been responsible for our heritage and survival.
I was going to say, Les, forgive me for interrupting, but that's a really important point, which is that we are having a lot of fun here. It's a jolly old time. But there's a serious point to all this, which is there's a serious tradition here, and people needed to wassail because they needed to have hope that they were going to get a decent harvest.
Absolutely, it was all about. And even nowadays in the West Country, we will leave nothing to chance. We're still going to go and wassail the tree. And the farmer's prayer goes in the line of, let the wealthy and great roll in splendour and state. I envy them not, I declare it. I eat my own lamb, my own chicken and ham. I shear my own fleece and I wear it. I have lawns, I have bowers, I have fruits, I have flowers. And the lark is my morning alarmer. So jolly boys now, here's Godspeed the plough. Long life and success to the farmer. Thank you.
Let's have a round of applause for the magnificent Les and Pete. We're going to be talking to Les and Pete about this extraordinary wassailing tradition straight after something from the Wurzels. Drink up thy cider from the Wurzels. You're listening to BBC Radio 2, where we have just had in the studio a live wassail. This is a kind of, I'm going to describe it as a ceremony of thanks and hope, in which a small indoor tree belonging to our editor Phil Jones was blessed by a king who picked a Brazil nut out of a cake and cider was poured on wonderful tree. Just to make sense of this, I've still got the magnificent singer Les Davies with me, fresh off the train from Castle Kerry. And we've also got Pete Brown, who's a writer, used to be a beer writer, but moved into cider and is the author of The Apple Orchard. Pete, what have we just seen and heard?
It's a classic example of a brilliant English tradition that was around for centuries. 20, 30 years ago, it was looking like it died out, and we've seen an extraordinary revival in this kind of thing recently. Wherever you go, people are getting back in touch with these roots. I think the more we spend online, the more time we spend in a virtual world, the more we need to get back in touch with the actual soil and feel the dirt under our feet and all that kind of thing. And wassails now, the ones that I go to every year, there's about 500-600 people at some of them. It's
really
amazing.
And apples and orchards do have a very particular place in English culture, don't they? They're, whether it's through literature or film, people have a very strong attachment to the idea of the orchard. What is the orchard in terms of its cultural place in English life?
Well, I think the apple in particular, the orchard is a magical place. You know, you've just got all this fruit hanging there. I think when you see one just before harvest time, it sends you giddy. It just gives you this incredible
rush. It
looks
so beautiful, doesn't it?
Well, it looks beautiful then. And then you've not just got that. At harvest time, at blossom time in May, April, it's the most beautiful. It looks like 1,000 weddings all rolled into one. It's the most romantic sight ever. And so you get this incredible visual thing. But then the apple beyond that is in every single aspect of our culture, wherever we look. And I didn't realise, I wrote a book about cider, and it was when I was writing and thinking about cider that I realised that the apple's absolutely everywhere, and that it's kind of the biggest, most symbolic fruit we've got, really.
Yeah. Les, to what extent, I mean, how did you get into wassailing? Has it been something that you grew up with? Was it something that's been part of your life for a very long time? Or did you come to it because you wanted to uphold a tradition that you thought was important?
Oh, gosh, I'm a country boy through and through. I was born in the county of Somerset, never worked outside of it, lived in it and worked on the land all my life. So this is what it's been about. I started working with apples in 1968, and I've been working with apple trees ever since. So for me, living now, you know, not in North Somerset, but right in the heart, around Glastonbury, Avalon, Avalonia, the Isle of the Apple, that's what it's all about. I've been involved in this virtually all my life.
It struck me watching that ceremony that someone who isn't particularly religious or godly could completely make sense of it. It was a sort of devotional ritual, which kind of, by virtue of pouring that cider on that tree, even though it's a small indoor tree, somehow makes it almost seem to be a sort of sacred thing. What do you think is a sort of spiritual, if you like, almost religious kind of value of that kind of ceremony? What are you trying to achieve with it?
Well, I think what we're trying to do here is we are recognising other life forms. We're recognising other life forms that actually support us. So if you look at many religions in the world, that's what we all believe in. Christianity actually took over, didn't it?
Yeah.
It took over an awful lot of these rituals and changed them from the pagan into Christian. So we do look at that. We feel very strongly in the West Country about our apples, and the apple's got a long, long history to it.
And do you think that wassailing is a sort of thing that, as Pete was saying, it's a sort of thing that's, in a sense, almost coming back? I mean, obviously, you know, it's been with you throughout your life, but there is this renewed interest in a connection to the earth, isn't there? There's something about modern life which makes people want to go to the West Country, to places like Devon and Somerset, and be part of the earth again.
It is. The whole thing about, Pete and I were talking about it earlier on, if you're feeling a bit low, you're feeling a bit miserable, you go and stand in the orchard or you go into a green environment, you feel a lot better, and that's what it's all about. Today's life, instead of being 1,000 years back when it was very much a rural and, you know, agricultural economy, it's an industrial economy now. Most people are urban livers, so we've actually lost a lot of that connection with the land. And yes, the wassail's coming back again, and Pete's absolutely right. 20, 30 years ago, it looked like it was going to go.
Tell you what, you've certainly stirred the interest of our listeners, because this is Richard Lyon in Portsmouth, who says, I'm absolutely loving this wassail. I was putting compost around my apple tree when it came on. I joined in with your wassail. And here's A. Jawit Thrall in Scorton in North Yorkshire, who says, we've wassailed for the past 14 years. We did our latest one a couple of weeks ago. It's great fun. And Richard Moyes in Surrey says, I work for a cider company and every year we have a big wassail. It's a very successful event, joined by more than 700 people. It also helps us to raise money for charity. Les and Pete, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. I hope we've done our bit here on Radio 2 to uphold a really glorious tradition.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. Finally made a tricky French connection. You winked. and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drive the top of Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Feels right. Moonlight. Feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hell at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right.
Jane Royce. The government says action is
on a trip beside the ocean and send you on your way.
See Radio 2 online, on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.